This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. It's cold outside, schools are closed, and travel is considered dangerous. Now, after today, temperatures will bounce back into the 20s, but watch out until then. An extreme cold weather warning is in effect, with wind chill factors well below zero, and the high temperature today may be zero. The Weather Service says the temperatures will get back into the 30s, but not until sometime next week. It was a great turnout for the Chamber's annual meeting. 4 Imprint was awarded the Enterprise of the Year. Lakeside Plastics was named the Small Business of the Year. The Farmers Market was the Alberta Kimball Community Service Award winner, while former City Manager Mark Roloff was named the Lynn Webster Leadership Award winner. The City Plan Commission meets later today. The board will review plans for improvements at Sunnyview Expo Center. Improvements include expansion and reshaping of the RV trailer lots, permanent lighting, expansion of the main parking lot, and new signage for the Sunnyview Expo Center. Still have that old Christmas tree hanging around the house? The city will pick up old Christmas trees this week during your regular trash pickup day. Page 2, a Chamber ribbon cutting coming up tomorrow at Freddy's Custard and Steak Burgers for their new Oshkosh location. It's planned for 10:30 in the morning. A couple of wrap-ups from 2024. Festival Food says their turkey trot back on Thanksgiving Day was a huge success, a record breaker with 34,800 people participating in a total of 11 runs around the state. The new High Community Center, since opening in May, has now worked with over 2,800 people and has 30 agency partners. The High Community Center helps kids and their families. The Senior Center will have a fitness and wellness fair going on Wednesday tomorrow from 12:30 till 3 p.m. The fair will offer seniors a chance to find out more about what's available at the fitness center at the Senior Center. And a Menasha man has been arrested for setting fire to Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office. The man was reportedly upset about the TikTok ban. Turning to sports, the Herd is back in action again tonight. They take on Birmingham. They're back home again on Thursday for a day game. That is a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.